Yeah, we're on,
we're
man.
on. Welcome, guys. I'm Kevin Eskew here with John Simmons.
What up?
In the Acorn Studio. Testimony
Acorn.
House. And now what you call
it? Pinecone Studio.
Oh, Pinecone.
It's a pine cone.
It's a pine
It's
cone.
Not nearly an acorn. They both fall off trees, though.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
You're not entirely off.
That's true. Can you tell I'm very outdoorsy?
It's an acorn.
So, yeah. So, we're here for another installment, live episode. Please let us know where you're watching from. Comment below if you've got any questions. Be part of the conversation. As today we are going to talk about life's twists and turns. John, you know that when walking out, because we always were trying to disciple people. What's the point of this? Why are you guys doing all this?
Yeah.
Is to help disciple and to teach and talk about what life looks like when you're trying to walk out what God has for you, or even just walking out the Christian life and being a Christian today in today's world. And one thing I've experienced from the get-go, from almost day one up until now, and I've been born again since 2004, is these seemingly avenues or these twists and turns in life that God seems to be bringing you down, that not only make you scratch your head, but you really are not, you know, this, like, well, this can't be right. God, you really want me to do this, or you really want me to go there, or this just, you know, this is completely opposite of anything I would choose.
Yeah.
This is completely opposite of what I'm believing for in my life, even. Sometimes it can feel like you're going backwards. You're going, God's taking you in the opposite direction of maybe what you're believing for, right?
Yeah.
And so I wanted to talk about, there's a particular scripture that I think really, that the Lord was speaking to me about and sharing. And I think that it would hopefully help a lot of people, and a lot of people are here, watching right now. And, I wanted to take you to, if you've got your Bible, you can go to Psalm 32 and verse 8 and 9. This is in the Passion's translation. Oh, we got to pull that up here too. Look at this.
Yeah, man. We're getting fancy nowadays.
On my phone. Yeah. So let me read it here for you. Sorry, verse 8, I hear the Lord sing, and this is the Lord obviously speaking, I will stay close to you, instructing and guiding you along the path of your life. I will advise you along the way and lead you forth with my eyes as your guide. So don't make it difficult. Don't be stubborn when I take you where you've not been before. Don't make me tug you and pull you along the way. Just come with me. And this really, I mean, this is it. Like this, I hope that others, you know, write this down, put it on, you know, put it somewhere where you see it every day, and that you can remind yourself and encourage you that maybe you're looking at your circumstances in your life and you're like, I can't believe I'm living here, or I can't believe I have this job that that I don't want. Right, John? Like, you know, we've done things, been places that I know that God has asked me to go there, or God has put me there.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about, you know, there are situations and circumstances, people watching right now. You know, if you're in rebellion, you're running from God, you're in sin, you're not doing what God's called you to do, and you're in a place that is in a rough patch, the desert season, or, you know, that's a completely different situation. I'm talking about you've been living for God, you love the Lord, you've given him your life, you're trying to walk out what he has for you, you're being the best Christian you know how to be, and yet God has asked you or called you or put you in a place that is not fun. It is uncomfortable, and you're confused. You're like, God, why would you ask me to do this? Why would you put me here? Why would you allow this circumstance to happen in my life? This doesn't seem to make sense.
Yeah.
And that's what I kind of want to talk about, and what that might look like and why.
So give your example. What's an example for you?
Oh, many examples.
Sure.
But one I would say, I was right before it was a big turning. So we had started Testimony House. We had been doing it for, we had just had our revival in 2015. We had our first big event. And then a few months after that, you had gotten this bug. I called it a bug. But, you know, I'm sure a lot of it was from the Lord that you wanted to pursue doing radio type things to, mm-hmm. to, yes, we, you know, we still wanted to do live classes and we wanted to work out of churches, but there was this big thing that, you know, you'd always had this dream. God had put it on you from when you were young on purpose mm-hmm. to have been drawn to media, to drawn to the radio. And so John started working at this radio station, and long story short, he talks the radio owner into giving us this show.
Mm-hmm.
He's very excited about this now. Very excited.
Yeah, we got first off, the fact that we got blessed with that show is a story in and of itself. I mean, typically the station we were working at, Charge Ministries and other churches and people who had radio shows, and if they wanted to get their show on the air, they had to pay for this yeah. opportunity. And so God not only put me in the place where I work there and they gave me money, but he also put me in the place to be able to put a radio show on the air for free right. for the amount of money. If we would have had to pay what they were charging other people, would have been like $60,000 for the entire year for what we got.
Yeah, it would have been ridiculous and way out of anything that we could afford, which is how one of the hallmarks, and that's, I'm glad you brought all that up, is that, you know, how do you know, and that's what we were going to get into too, is like, well, how do you know this was God's will? That was, it was so supernatural.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, that was one of the signs, if you will, in life, that it's like, is this really a door that God has opened for me? And to just to see God's hand on it and bless it. And it was, he had made a way where there really was no way. We couldn't afford
yeah.
to pay for an hour show during drive time from 4 to 5, Monday through Friday on the radio, covering the all of St. Louis metropolitan area. Mm-hmm. It was just not in our budget.
This bug right? that John had.
But yeah. And so, So this is what John was pursuing hard. And then in my life at this time, I was struggling with trying to make ends meet financially, working a job, just a job opportunity that presented itself. It was a startup company. It was sales. I had never been in sales, but I was like, shoot, you know, let's just give it a try, see if God blows on this. Well, it didn't. And we all got laid off.
Yeah.
So this was, in fact, the day I got laid off was the day that Trump was putting his hand on the Bible and getting going through his inauguration in January of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And we left at noon, and I pulled over realizing this was going on. I got on my phone and I'm watching this, and the Holy Spirit came on me. He says, the new thing that I'm doing for the country, I'm about to do for you, was the word that God gave me. I was like, okay, I'm not sure what that means,
but, oftentimes,
but it sounded exciting at the time, right? And so now I have got no job, no income. I'm going to have to file for unemployment. And John calls me up and says, hey, you're going to come to work on the radio and maybe we can do some sales and try to bring in some income. But basically we're going to be on a radio show, not with no paycheck. And I really feel like this is what God wants you to do. Now, I have no radio experience. I had no desire to be on the radio. I had no, you know, it seemed so, it was scary. It was, I thought, you know, this was in a time in my life, too, where during the ministry, many times I had joined some prayer groups or some Bible study groups, really trying to step out and be a teacher. And anytime I did that, I was immediately come up against and told, you know, we don't really want you teaching
yep.
us, right? Mm-hmm. And not very receptive. And so now, you know, I hear God wants to put me on this radio. I felt completely unqualified. No one even wants to hear me talk. Like, and you want to put me on the radio? And so it was really tough. And so this word, you know, where again, where the going back to the scripture was exactly like the Lord says, I'm guiding you along the path of your life. I will advise you along the way and lead you forth with my eyes as your guide. So here, you know, is what does it mean God's going to lead you with his eyes? You know, this is a picture of intimacy. So if you are in, whether you've got a you know, wife, a husband, even your children, like a lot of times it only just takes, John, I'm sure you know, like your wife can just give you a look and it's a communication enough.
Sure.
Even you and I have been friends for so long that both one of us can look at each other and kind of know what we're thinking, or can and this is where the guy says it just takes that subtle look.
Yeah.
And so you notice the signs where God, like we just got done describing, this miracle of getting a radio program for
mm-hmm.
nothing
mm-hmm.
seemed like a kiss from God, even though my flesh was like...
And the natural, you don't have a job, you don't have any money, you know, things don't look right.
That's exactly right. I just could not, this was not what, and not only that, but I was like, wait a minute, what happened to Testimony House?
Right.
Like, this was not on the radar at first, correct? Like, this was just, it didn't seem like this was the path, even though God was pointing and using his eyes to guide us down this path.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was, yeah, it was crazy. And so finally,
I had to pull you kicking and screaming.
Yeah, he was really, Kevin, you got to do this. Just trust me. And I was thinking the same stuff. Like, well, how am I going to pay? Unemployment is not going to cover my bills. I don't know how this is going to happen. And so finally, you know, I was praying about it. Like, Lord, is this really you? Even though, you know, it's him, but you just, you're looking for an excuse, right? And so finally the Lord just said, do you trust me? And so that's when the Lord is like, do you trust me? Is just, you know, it just cuts to your heart, you know, and really touches you in that place. And you're just like, yes, God, I trust you. And so I told John, okay, I'll do it. And so here we go. And we, you know, start doing this radio show. John then announces, like, we're like in our second week on the radio. Oh, yeah, I promised Megan I'd take her on a vacation. So you're going to have to do this.
We had stuff to do, bro. We got to go.
I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, I was just like, so you got to understand, like, why one of the reasons why I struggled so much is that God had to take me and put me and set me in a place to break me, to teach me to rely on him.
Mm-hmm.
And so much, when you're as a teacher, and maybe speaking to other people with the same motivational gifts of teaching, we really live a lot up in our head, and we think a lot about what we're going to say. So if you're getting ready to teach, even they teach this in the natural with regular teachers, they've mm-hmm. got a lesson plan. They know exactly what they're going to go over in class today, and this is how they're going to lay it all out. And so it's very soulish. It's very in your head. And here we get on the radio show, and I'm like, well, what are we going to talk about, John? We need to talk about what we're going to talk about.
You need the agenda.
He needed
an agenda every single time we got together. He was like, we need an agenda, John.
Yeah.
What are we going to talk about? We need the bullet points. We need the, and you would have had a script. If I would have let you have a script, you would have had a script.
It would have been great. I would have loved it.
Gag.
And yeah. Gag. Right. So because it was my flesh, my nervousness, my the underlying fear, the spirit of fear was on me as to what am I going to say?
Yeah. And I have to mention that, like, I was trained in this. I went to school for this. Like, being on the radio was like not only a dream in my heart since I was a little kid, but like I had had training, and like, it was not a difficult seat for me to sit in.
Yeah. And it was a passion of yours. Yeah. Like, this was not, you know. But as a teacher, there are things I had to learn, and when teaching, you teach by the spirit. You teach from the other realm. You teach from your spirit. You don't teach from your head. It is something that God had to teach me and encourage me that I was capable of doing this, that I have the anointing on me, that I know how to hear from God if I would just let go and let God. Mm-hmm. If I just surrender and believe that he would put the words in my mouth at the time that I needed them, and that I didn't need them 24 hours before or right. even an hour before. Just trust me that in the moment,
yeah.
when you're live on the radio over all the metropolitan area, before when John says something to you, you will have the right response. Yeah. Like, that's, you know, that's a huge.
What do you think, Kevin? It's time to talk.
He would say something. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we're going to talk about this, and we're going to talk about that. I don't know. Usually no clue what he was going to throw at me, what he was going to say at
the time.
Or
other co-hosts, also PA was with us. And,
correct, yeah. Or if PA had something to chime in. We had no idea what any of us were going to say. But now, you know, looking now, understanding, look here, we're live on YouTube. We're having this conversation back and forth. Now I love this. Now I only like to do where, I, you know, I'm allowing the anointing to take over. I'm allowing the Holy Spirit to inspire me and to bring things up to my remembrance, to bring old memories up, things to be able to talk about, and not have it all whitewashed and printed out and memorized. And there's times and places for that. Obviously, the Lord gave me this scripture this morning when John said, hey, what do you want to talk about? This was on my heart. And I thought, hey, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
But do I know what I'm going to say in the next 5 minutes? I have no idea. This, you know, we wing it. But that was the journey. And so the Lord, you know, at near the end, and this is usually our response is don't make it difficult. Don't be stubborn.
Yeah.
When I take you where you've not been before. Isn't that the normal reaction? Like if God's asking you to maybe take a job that you don't think you want, or to go move to a city or stay where you're at, be around maybe some people that are not pro you. Like even for our own nation, John, like I believe there are things that have happened since 2020 that we're going through. That we, and even as the church and believers, are like, well, we didn't sign up for this. I think God's at work and doing things behind the scenes and allowing certain things, or asking us to go down a certain road. Even just with the financial crisis and with World War III on the horizon. I mean, there are things that are happening that maybe we don't have a clear understanding. And as the church, we just have to trust God that in the end, something great's coming out of this.
So is that how you feel? Because in my head, I feel like every time I've approached you with some sort of idea, whether it's been for Testimony House or whatever it is, like you've you know, always had skepticism in your heart, you know, and even for this, like I feel that like you would look back. This is the first time that I've heard you maybe phrase it this way, that like this is the lesson you learned through all that, you know,
through the radio.
Yeah, because I've heard you many times be like, I don't know if we were meant to be on the radio, John. I don't know if we were meant to do all that. I don't know if that was God's plan for us and all that. But I hear this, and I'm like, well, he brought you through something, whether or not it was the way you thought he needs to bring us through it or not. You know,
I've definitely told other people that I've told you this before. Like I believe personally that the radio, the season that we were on the radio at KXEN, was more for me than it was for you. I think that you thought like, oh, this is it, God's got this for me, God's gonna, you know, this has been a dream of mine. And when that door finally closed and that season was over, like, you were devastated because you really thought, and I thought to myself when I reflected back, I was like, I don't know if that was more for John or that was more for me, because I felt like it was a couple things. God had me in training for what we're doing now and things in the future. It was, and not just in the natural, but to had me in training to let go and let God, to submit, to surrender, to learn how to surrender and not have to rely on having everything in my head, and rely that God will give me the words when the time is, and that he's already, for the years that I've studied, the years that I've prayed, the hours upon hours of listening to sermons and sitting under, you know, great prophets, teachers, pastors, that have poured into me, that it's in me, and it can, but you know, I don't have to figure out how to get it out. The Holy Spirit will help me, and my spirit, you know, it'll come out when it needs to come out. And that I don't, does that make sense?
Sure.
And the other was, I felt like it was God's way of vindicating me. You know, then that time I was, you know, it's so fun. You know, when we come up against persecution, we come against people that are trying to oppose what God's called us to do. You know, we always want like, oh, I'm going to show them, I'm going to, you know, and then God says, you know, look, revenge is mine. Let me handle this. What great way, God, to say, well, all these people said, we don't want to hear you teach. And then God would turn around and give me a platform for the potentially to teach. Millions of people in a Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock drive time. And that now, you know, anyone that wants to tune into Christian radio now can hear the things that God had put on my heart and the things that the Lord had taught me. And I had this massive audience. I went from a little like 12 people, 10 people in a home Bible study to all of St. Louis metropolitan area.
That's a good point.
I mean, that was just, that was huge to me. God's like, look, I, you know, I don't care what they say.
It's trying to encourage
like,
you.
I'm going to show you, like, I can make this happen. I don't need those people to give you the green light. I've given you the green light, and I'm going to show you how big a green light I gave you, because now you're going to teach millions, you know, all, you know, I'm going to put you on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's why I say, like, it was training. It was a path. It was that God was, you know, leading us down this and asking us to step out. It felt like a detour. It felt like maybe we were made a hard left turn somewhere and now we're off the path.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I said, well, I don't know if this was for God. I'm not, you know, because my natural, anytime we bring something up that seems like we all have a natural, I mean, in the flesh, a soulish idea of what things are ahead. Like, go to Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. And so this is the other verse that really goes along with what we just read in Psalms 32. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. So it says, my son, do not forget my teaching. No, that's not it.
That's what you asked
for.
There
it is. Trust. I was reading verse 1. Verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. So he's the same as the promise that God's giving in Psalm 32. It says, so how do you let God lead your life? You know, don't be stubborn. Don't resist. And what does that look like? And it is really the stubbornness and the resistance is leaning on your own understanding. And you say, well, this isn't what I expected. You know, your expectations, there is a positive side of expectations. We should all be expecting the goodness of God. We should all be expecting to hear from God. We should all be expecting that our faith will, you know, impact and our prayers would be answered. You know, they're positive expectations. But then there's also the expectations of the flesh and of the soul, where we've pictured in our mind how things should look like. We've pictured in our mind the timing of when it should happen, how it should happen. And when we lean too much on that, and when God then shows up and asks us to do something, and it doesn't match up with what we have pictured in our natural mind,
mm-hmm.
we're immediately, I don't know if that's right. Well, I didn't sign up for that. Like, that does, you know, are you sure that's it? And there is this battle that we have to come to. We have to know. We check with our spirit man, you know, do I know in my knower this is God? Which we talked about, you know, earlier in the video about the testimony of just even getting on the radio,
mm-hmm.
knowing and seeing, okay, this passed the smell test. Like, this is probably God, even though it does not match my understanding. And so you've got a choice. Are you going to trust me, Kevin?
Yeah.
And the trust means you're not leaning on your own understanding. So, you know, and again, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And that's what the Lord asked me to do. Is, will you trust me? And you may have absolutely no way to even explain it. People say, well, why are you doing that? That doesn't make sense. You know, well, that's not logical. Well, that's not very financially secure.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about, you know, the situation we're in now, you know, believing God for our building, wanting to sign a lease, and the things that we're stepping out in faith. If we leaned on our own understanding, this would probably be not a very wide decision.
Yeah.
Right? But it's not about it's about God leading us, guiding us in our path, mm-hmm. in the path of Testimony House. And you're always going to, as long as we're in this fleshly body and on this fallen earth, I think that this is normal. I don't think that it also, anybody watching, I wouldn't beat yourself up because you may have those thoughts, those that struggle between understanding and trusting God and just leaning in him. But if you do, the promise is, and you know, that he'll lead you, he'll make your path straight.
Yeah, I think that's important. Everything you're saying is about walking out what God has for you, and it's at the center of what I feel like God has called me to ministry for. God has a sense for your life, and as we're looking at this verse, clearly it says, well, hold on, let me get over the screen here. says, I will guide you along the pathway for your life. This is like, so when you're like, does God have a plan for you? Well, let's look at the word. It says, look, I'm going to guide you on your path in life. So you need to be doing what? You need to stay close to him. He's going to give you instructions. And so when you look at the path, right?
Yeah.
Oftentimes the path never looks like how we think the path should look. For instance, so we were called initially to a Baptist church when we were not Baptists. We were initially called to walk in the gifts of the Spirit in an area where other people did not believe they exist.
Right.
So much so that it caused a separation from us in that church, which led us to another season with another church. And churches, a group of churches,
sure,
who did believe those things, but were smaller in nature and different culture than us.
Yeah.
And everything was different. And there was a season there where it was prophesied to me by one of the members of the church that, John, God has you here and you don't know why, but you need to trust this process because where he's taking you, you're gonna need what you learn here in this season for the next thing.
Yeah.
And I can say now, after 10 years of being a Christian, I can sort of see, I can look backwards from a higher advantage point than I could before.
Right.
How true it is, because without the first thing, I wouldn't have the heart to spend the season in the second thing, where I was sort of getting some polished and shaped and molded in a way that I would have never gotten at the first thing, right?
Yeah.
And then we're able to experience some miracles, get some checks, get some, have an event and do these things. And so we start seeing some blessings of the Lord. Eventually it calls us into the radio station. And I'm, like you said, I'm feeling like, oh, this is it. God finally got us in the place where we need to be and all this. And it falls apart. But without that, we don't get the Bethany thing. Without that, we don't launch our business. Without that, we don't have the money to start this studio. We don't have the audacity to start a Christian podcasting network, you know, and try and do it on our own instead of trying to use the facilities of some other man, of some other, you know, dreamer. And without us being here, we don't get the opportunities that we get to do the things we've done in the last 5 years, you know? Yeah. And so everything turns itself out to the good. In fact, as I've spent time at the Spirit Church recently, it really dawns on me that, like, without the culture that I learned in the second season, that what Yolanda prophesied over me, I wouldn't be in the Spirit Church. I wouldn't have been able to spend as much time as I did there and, connect with them as well as I did, you know, because of that season that I spent at the other church.
And sure.
All of that is life's unexpected twists and turns. I would have never thought that when God initially called me to go to the Baptist church, when he first called me to ministry, that's it. That's where you're going. That's the end. That's like, it's the beginning and the end, right? Yeah. It is like, God is going to do something here that I believe is going to happen. And it's going to be this big growth and you're going to be a part of it. And I'm sending you there because of that. And then, trail after trail, you find yourself, that's not the direction I was going. No, I don't want to go back there. And you just get, you feel like you're lost in the woods sometimes.
Yeah.
But when you look backwards, like I'm saying now, 10 years later, I'm able to look and go, okay, well, the path, I'm still going on the path.
Yeah.
But it changed quite a bit.
Yeah.
More than I ever thought it would.
And I think that, you know, we're using the word pathway here in the Passion Translation. Yeah. This what here that they use that Daniel's writing. Another word that we could use really is the your journey or your sentence for your life. So you hear a lot of John and through Testimony House talking about writing God's sentence for your life.
Yep.
And this is really a lot of what it can look like that we don't always focus on or always talk about. Are these detours or these left turns or even sometimes feels like you're going backwards.
Yeah, look at the verse 8 here. I will advise you along the way. So he's saying, look, I got to talk to you while you're going on this journey because you're going to feel like you need to go left and I got to advise you to go right.
You know? Yeah, because you would not choose that.
Exactly right. So, and then he says, I'll lead you forward with my eyes. Because your eyes are going to think, this looks crazy. I ain't got no job, God. I ain't going to the radio station. I ain't doing the thing you've called me to do. And he's going to be like, look at my eyes. My eyes forward. My eyes will be your guide. So he's like your dog on the leash. You know, like he's leading you forward. You can't see. Just pretend like you're blind and just go where the dog is taking you.
That's right.
And so these scriptures are perfect for understanding what it looks like to follow whatever God has for you. Because it changes. It can move. But it can make you scared. It can tense you up. It can make you walk by faith, and you don't want to walk by faith. You want to walk by sight. It makes you think that this isn't what I had planned, Lord. You know, I had written down the 10-year vision, and it doesn't match the 10-year vision, Lord. I must be doing this all wrong. But God says, I'll advise you along the way. I'll advise you. Don't worry about it.
That's right. And the other, and to all this is to encourage you. So if you're watching this and you're like, yeah, you know, I've been going through something. God's really called me to do something, and I've been resisting, and I've been one of those stubborn people, and I've been saying no because I just can't wrap my mind around the fact that this could be God. Or you have said yes, and it is very uncomfortable. Yeah, welcome to the club. Yeah. Like, we're not saying if you say yes to what going down this path that, you know, God is leading you down is going to be all just roses and fun. And, you know, it's not at times. Sometimes it can be very difficult, but these are the pruning processes. But I want to encourage you that it is part of the journey. This pathway is a journey.
Yeah.
And this was something that I had heard, and I absolutely believe it. Although, and I'll tell you and admit, the first time I heard this, it did not thrill me as much. But God is more concerned about the pathway or the journey than he is the destination. Mm. And people in the flesh, right, we just can't wait to get to the destination.
Yeah.
When you pack the kids in the car and you're going somewhere, no time do the adults or the kids think, oh, well, let's just take our time because we just love to just travel. And, you know, we don't actually want to get to the vacation. We just love
I'm about to spend 12 hours in the car with the kids on the way to Minnesota. I'd just rather be there.
It's like, right. And isn't that how, even when God gives us a promise for our life and says, here's what I have for you, here's where I want to take you. And all we can think of is, when do we get there? Are we there yet? Daddy, are we there yet? Right. And this me, especially me. And but God is not concerned of getting you there as much as, or you arriving there, is the journey it takes. And he will take as long as it takes, and he will slow down and pull the car over and instruct you, or, you know, discipline you, or do whatever he needs to do. And you'll have many, you know, he's not afraid to pull over and go to a rest area if you're not behaving, or if you're not, it's because it's all about character building. God is more concerned about your character than he is your comfort. And that can be very hard. And let me say that again. God is more concerned about your character than he is your comfort. And it is, the character building is part of the pathway. It's part of the journey. It's part of these detours and these left turns and these where your life seems to be going in the wrong direction.
It says it right here. It says, don't make it difficult. Don't be stubborn when I take you to a place you've not been before. So first off, you should know you're going somewhere you have not been.
Yeah.
And that, so you're going to be uncomfortable.
Expect that to happen.
Yeah. Uncomfortability comes when you go someplace new. Well, right. I had this crippling anxiety prior to being born again about going into new places. Like if I went somewhere with you, you would be the first one to do it. I would not go in first. I canceled many doctor's appointments. I wrote about this in my first book. I would cancel doctor's appointments. I would cancel social outings. Even before I was gambling, this was just something that was in my heart. Like going somewhere new for the first time was very intimidating to me.
Yeah.
Getting lost inside the building, going, being late, like all these thoughts would
going into someone else's house, a stranger's house.
Absolutely. No way. Like what? No, just come on. Like, let's go out public. Like there's a whole thing. And none of it made sense. None of it's logical. It's all in my head. Right. But nonetheless, that's what I had. And he's saying in the word here, don't make it difficult. Like, look, I'm going to take you somewhere you haven't been before, but don't be stubborn. Don't drag your feet.
Don't resist.
Yeah. Come with me. But it's not easy for us.
Of course it's not. It's part, you remember the word trust. So in the beginning it says, you know, trust in me, is synonymous in Hebrew. Trust and faith are the same word.
Mm-hmm.
So when anytime you hear in scripture where Jesus is saying, trust in me, trust in the Lord, he's telling you to have faith. Because that is the synonymous, trust and faith.
Mm-hmm.
In especially in the Old Testament, is the same, because they really didn't have a word for faith like we do in the New Testament or understanding. That's just, it's to remind yourself, Jesus, you know, that is what faith looks like, and that faith is, you know, it's you don't have to always have all the answers. Jesus says, will you trust me? I hope that it encourages you guys today. Hope at least, you know, there is a method in God's madness sometimes, it feels like, but it will, when you get through it, and you are going to go through it, a journey is going through it, even when you're in rough stuff. It's there. I have to use this to encourage myself, because it is not always easy. And there are times you want to give up, times that you feel like this can't be God, even though deep down you know it is. And so you use these scriptures, stand on these scriptures, pray them, keep them written down in front of you, especially when you're in a low point and where God's asking you to do something that's just got you terrified to step out and believe him. And so you know, we cannot be stubborn, because I think the quicker you say yes, the quicker you surrender to the process, mm-hmm. the faster you get through it.
I agree with that. I'm trying to. So if you would have said yes quicker to the radio station thing, you would have.
No, I know. I don't. That one I wouldn't say, but I would say that there are probably other circumstances in life where I think that you can, and it could even just be. Yeah, I don't know. I think that part of where God's peace comes and the rest that even Hebrews talks about, entering into God's rest, the real secret, the key is to surrender. The more you're in your head, the more you're thinking about me, why, I don't like this, it's all about yourself, that would bring strife, it brings fear, it brings stress, anxiety. And when you get your eyes off yourself and just when you're really in that place of trust and you surrender to it, I think that even if it literally in the time, God's timing, it doesn't go faster, it will feel faster. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like watching that pot boil and you're just anxious and it feels like it's taking forever, even though the time doesn't move faster or slower, yeah. But it feels that way. I think that it can feel like the journey becomes quicker, easier, when we surrender more, when we let that go, when we get our eyes off of ourselves and just, you know, ask God what, you know, and I have to ask God a lot. What are you trying to teach me? Like what lesson, what, cause the quicker, I think you learn that lesson. Many people talk about going around the mountain. You know, if you don't pass the test, whatever test God's given you, you'll just go back around the mountain mm-hmm. again until you're tested. Like if you fail a test, don't worry, you'll get to take the test again, is well, the other people's one. Right. And so how many times does it take you to take the test is how fast you're going to get through that season, that you're going to be able to, you know, go on to the next part of your path and to the next intersection mm-hmm. and the next journey. So how quickly, you know, you learn and pass that test is I think does in a lot of ways determine how quickly. But God's eternal. If you're born again, you're eternal. He's got all eternity, you know. Yep. Like, he's not worried about it. Like we worry about time. We're thinking, oh, come, we're going to hurry. We got to hurry. You know, everything's in a hurry. We want to get there. And totally natural. It's the way we've mm-hmm. been programmed in this world, in this life. I think when we get to heaven, we'll laugh at ourselves and seeing and understanding, you know, time is not even a relevant thing. I mean, if you're going to live forever, why do we worry about, you know, the next 5 years if we're facing an eternity? But we do, right? We still certainly do. Do. Mm-hmm. We're still like, oh, man, I can't believe it's been 10 years when we started this ministry. And, you know, never would have thought, you know, we would have thought we would have been much farther doing much bigger things in 10 years than we're doing
now. It's
about
the journey, Kevin. It's about the journey.
Yeah, and you've got to, like, constantly remind yourself. Yep. It's a constant reminder. We all have to remind each other, which is what God is put on my heart for me to help encourage all of you and to remind you. So you can let go. You can just, even if it's just for a day, even if it's just for a few hours, to just relax and just, you know, just kind of surrender to that stuff and just say, God, I trust you.
Yeah. I'll leave with this that I wrote about in the book, God Has Sense for Your Life, that our sentences, so we pull it from Hebrews 11, by faith Noah built a boat, by faith Abraham went to a land God promised him, by faith John Simmons will do blank for God, right? But it's a run-on sentence, it's a comma afterwards, so it's you do this for God, then you do the next thing, and your sentence is really written, you know, with a million different commas in it, right? So you've done this right. for God by faith, you've done this for God by faith, and all those commas are pathways. Yeah. They're all a different pathway. I advise you here, comma, I'll advise you on this one, comma, don't come dragging and kicking on this one, comma, and then you'll get to look back at the end of your life and say, by faith, Kevin did this, you did this, and you also did this, and you did this, and then you also did that. And so your sentence for God is not one thing. A lot of people think it's just one thing and got to find the one thing. It's finding everything, but you find it by getting close to God, and you start on your pathway. So don't be discouraged wherever you're at today. God has a plan for you, and it keeps going even after you find the first part of it. And it may not always end up looking what you thought it would look like in the beginning once you got on the path. You saw the sign. It was like, okay, you know, St. Louis ahead, and all of a sudden you find yourself in Africa, you know, 10 years later. Like, look, you're still on the path. It just looks a little bit different. So I want to encourage everybody today. If you want that book, by the way, you can go pick it up. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, God Has Sense for Your Life. I've got a new book coming out soon, so you better get this one before we start promoting that one like crazy. Yeah. But thank you guys for watching today. Thanks, Kevin, for the good word today.
Welcome.
Yeah, and everybody who watched today, thank you for watching. And until next time, we pray you discover a future and a hope for your life today. We ain't trying to blend in. If you're ready, come on with us, my friend. Come on. We can change the world. Hey,
hey, we can change the world. Let's go. What changes the world? The only thing that ever really changes the world is when somebody gets the idea that love can abound and can be shared.